On that misty morning, the sun's rays timidly peeked over the horizon, casting a warm glow on the neighborhood's playground. In this tranquil yet charged atmosphere, Sunny, at just 14, sat on a swing, her thoughts adrift in a turbulent sea of emotions. Rosa and Athena, her steadfast companions, approached her cautiously, their hearts aching as they observed her bruised face and tears. Tara, who had spent the night outside, was not in the house long enough to shake off the chill. Approached the playground astonishingly, he sees Rosa and Athena and knows something is wrong. Is that Sunny? Not again. He starts jogging toward them, startling the girls. He appears like a shadow from the fog. Terran is pacing back and forth, his eyes usually calm and compassionate, burned with anger as he took in Sonny's battered appearance. Rage, potent and visceral, coursed through his veins as he muttered angry tones to himself. Together the four of them made their way to the sanctuary of Athena and Rose's basement. They blocked Terran from entering as an act of both physical and emotional protection. His anger was a storm surging within him, but before he could protest, he turned, heading back into the morning air, where an unexpected figure awaited Sarah. A woman of experience and toughness greeted Terran with a stoic calm. She sensed his agitation, the tempest of his soul, and offered him a break from his turmoil. Sarah's voice cut through like a lifeline. Her words carried the weight of life's hardships, words meant to soothe his troubled heart. As she descended into the basement, the girls looked up at her, their eyes reflecting the pain that had brought them there.